I tell you what, this morning. I'll tell you what. You know why I sing these songs like I do? Because I know where I was. I wasn't in the bars and all that kind of stuff. But I tell you what, folks, religion had taken a hold of me and lassoed me to the point that I was almost absent from the Word of God. By the time I was 16 years old, I began to have severe panic attacks. Lay in my bed at night, shaking night after night, lay in my bed shaking. Loving God with all my heart, and laying in that bed shaking. I'm firmly convinced that worship is the only thing that kept me out of a mental institution. I was weighing 82 pounds. Absent of the Word of God, that it was the will of God that I be healed. I was so weak, I was not able to walk anymore. I refused to quit worshiping God. And one day I was lying on my couch, I looked up to heaven, I said, Father, why am I sick and dying? I saw the grave, I saw the dirt being poured in. And what he said to me, he said, you don't know how to receive what I've already given unto you. I jumped off of that couch and I said, oh my God, you get me somebody to teach me. I'll tell you one thing right now, I'll get it. And folks, I'm as mean and deliberate about religion. You may not be in the bars, but you'll be so weak and you'll be so frail. And you'll be so poor and you'll be so oppressed. I could hear the Spirit of God this morning just cry out. I could hear Him crying out. Let me out. I'm on the inside of your belly. Let me out. You have to let Him out of the inside and let Him pour on your outside. That's why I'm so mean. Tell Pastor Dave, I'm mean. I'm so mean. He says, Janet, man, you got to be like barbed wire. We got to be like barbed wire. I can tell when that religion's trying to choke me. Oh, sing some song. I said, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not singing that mess. You know what they're saying now to worship people like me? You know what they're saying to? What they're saying? Oh, you all got to change now. You got to get on with the groove that they're doing. I said, I ain't even paid into it. I don't even go there. When you're all over there somewhere, we'll be going on with God over here, worshiping God. I said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll keep on singing my little songs. I had to tell some quite religious person recently that was getting a hold of me. I said, well, I tell you what. God likes my little songs. He likes these little songs. Mercy rewrote my life. And within a week, a man came. He stood up before me and said, did you know it's the will of God that you be healed? I said, that's me. That is me. And I took hold of that word. That was July the 6th of 1980. Well, I top the scales out now about 105. I don't weigh 82 anymore. And I'm not oppressed and I'm not depressed. And every bill I have is paid this morning. And the ones that I have for next week, well, they'll be paid when I get home. The only reason they're not paid today is I just haven't been there to write the checks. Folks, I'm telling you something. Listen, whether you get it through worship or you get it through the Word, or you get it through fasting, just get it. I have such a hunger for God's people. I want to see you shouting and hollering. Do you believe everybody should shout and holler? I sure do. Because you know what? We start singing those songs. I'm stopping. On that resurrection morn, when all the dead in Christ shall rise. in the light. Old stick in the muds get a hold of me and they'll go, I don't shout. I said, okay. You're going to shout sometime. Pastor Davis says, Janet, to sing. I'll preach, you sing. Go ahead, Pastor Jim. Oh, I have such a hunger to see you free. See you free. You know, come on, Pastor Jim. It'll come in on the wings of worship. But you know what? At some point, you're going to break out into a holy celebration. I was raised very Southern. I was raised very respectful and very proper. A few years ago, the Lord said, Janet, take your attaché case and your suits, your conservative suits, and put them in the closet. You're not going to need them anymore. And you're not going to be like that anymore. I laughed this week. I said, we got two Baptist boys between two Pentecostal girls. I said, Elaine, I feel sorry for them. Oh my God. I tell you what, you know God has to get a hold of me real hard, because I don't say a word. Pastor Jim, I'm a very respectful, very orderly. I know how to sit here and play till the cows come home, and I never say a word. Oh my, but I do know. I know a lot. And he told me recently. He said, if I could. Oh my God. Oh my. He said, if I could get a. Few of you worship leaders real good and drunk, our chances of getting the people free would be a lot better. I said, I know that. He said, why don't we just start with you? I said, oh, me. Well, you know what else he told me? He said, now Janet, you know how this is killing me this morning? This is killing me. I've got two or three or four or five teachers in here. Oh, man. He said, you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit train you. How the operation, what is that? For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder your spirit and your soul. He said, now listen. All up in your soul part, you're a real nice, kind person. You'll defer to the other person just like that. Boom. And he said, but you're going to get in trouble doing that. Because when it comes to the things of the Spirit, he wants you to obey the Spirit. And I was in my room this morning thinking about what Brother Hagin said, that Elaine said, that God said. Now listen, we know about the Word, but there's something that's lacking. Who's going to know if it's the Spirit of God or not? Who's going to know if it's the Spirit of God? Who's going to know that? Those old scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees and all those E's. Who's going to be the last final say to know, oh, this is God or not God? You have to begin to know. You have to know. And he also told Brother Hagin, I've been under a real scraping by the Spirit of God for about 3 weeks. He said, I said in the last days, there's going to come a stronger knowing. Is the knowing a voice? No, it's not a voice. I got in trouble recently with God on something. It was a decision about something. And this person kept coming to me that was involved. I said, Jenna, have you heard anything? I said, no. If I've heard something, I don't know it. I told them that, listen, I told them that for 12 straight months. What it was saying, I had prayed out something, and God was tapping this person in our behalf to be obedient to something. And they were feeling led about it. And they were doing their part, but they were coming to us and saying, what are you hearing about this? I said, nothing. If I've heard it, I don't know it. You know what he told me? After 14 months, they closed the door on that opportunity. And then they came back. And I said, oh my God, that door is closed now. I felt naked about it. You know, through a very hard lesson, what he told me? He said, you kept looking for that voice of the Holy Spirit. And he said, you know what was loud and screaming on the inside of you? Was a knowing. A knowing. He said, a knowing. You hear me? He said, a knowing. Brother Hagin said, in the last days, that's the strongest thing that's going to be. That inward witness. That knowing. That knowing. That seeing and that knowing. Well, you know what? They called me back about 2 weeks ago. I had already been scraped by God real good about it. Gents, you kept looking for the voice. All the time, you knew exactly. But you let your kind little soul hinder there. And he said, you've like to got a problem here. I said, all right, I promise you, Lord God, I repent. I told my husband, I didn't even have him take responsibility for my part. I said, you got your part, I got my part. When this person called back, I said, hey, I bitterly have to repent. I started confusing my own soul by saying, if I've heard, I don't know it. If I've heard, he said, you were the biggest liar. Really? You were lying to yourself. And you were confusing them and confusing everything about the situation. He said, you had a strong knowing. So guess what? They called me one time. I didn't tell them all that. They got to praying and called us back again. You know what I did? I was as strong and as bold as I've ever been in my life. And I said, I got on my hands and knees before this person. I wept and I repented bitterly. I said, I already knew. And I lied to you. I lied. I lied. I lied against the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. I lied about that. You know what the Lord told me? He said, Jen, I'm going to teach you something about lying against the Holy Ghost. I'm going to teach you something. He said, now I'm going to separate your little soul, honey, and your spirit. He said, I'm going to separate some things for you. And he said, the days of Ananias and Sapphira, what did they do? What did they do? They lied. They lied in that atmosphere and in that presence. They lied. They lied. He said, Janet, you would never lie with your tongue as much as you know. You would never do that. He said, but we're living in a time. And anybody that's in here that you feel you're called to worship, when you begin to sense that knowing to change and obey the Holy Spirit, let me give you a little warning. Change. Because what we start to do is war against the Holy Spirit. And he says, change. And we say, oh, is he saying change? Hark. He said, we act like we don't hear hark. Now I stop it right in the middle. If I'm playing a song and he switches, I stop. I stop right there. I don't go any further. I stop right there. Because in these days it's coming ahead. I don't want to lie against the Holy Ghost. I don't want to lie against him. I don't want to do that. Amen. Pastor Jim, thank you for letting me be obedient on that line. Because I didn't want to lie this morning. I don't want to lie this morning. So there's a lot of training in this. So you take what's for you this morning. When that knowing's there, that you already know what to do. Don't start trying to look to hear a voice. Don't try to do that or look for a scripture. It'll just be a knowing by the Holy Spirit. This is what you do. And then just do that. Pastor Jeff.